Chirag Paswan meets Amit Shah seeking imposition of president's rule in Bihar. On December 28, 2022, Lok Janshakti Party, Ram Vilas, President and Member of Parliament Chirag Paswan met Home Minister Amit Shah, and Paswan sought dismissal of the Bihar government, alleging that law and order has disrupted in the state. Paswan submitted his party's memorandum to the Home Minister alleging that under official patronage, the liquor mafia is growing in Bihar, leading to the death of a large number of people due to the consumption of spurious alcohol in the state where prohibition is imposed in the year 2016. Taking to a microblogging site, Paswan added that he discussed with the Home Minister about increasing crimes in Bihar, the arbitrariness of land mafia, sand mining, and deaths due to poisonous liquor and discussed the future of students. Chirag Paswan wrote in a letter that, it will not be wrong to say that the rule of law has ended in Bihar. He added that land and mining mafias are growing in the state under the protection of the government. Paswan, a strong critic of Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, also sought the removal of government in the state and the imposition of the president's rule in the state. Due to the opposition of Nitish Kumar, Paswan parted his way from the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, just before the state assembly polls in 2020. After walking out of Kumar from NDA in August 2022, Paswan's closeness to BJP has increased, and he even campaigned for a BJP candidate in the recent by-polls in the state, hinting the alliance between the two parties may soon be formed. It is also noted that law and order in the state had deteriorated in recent times, leading to increased crimes in the state. Bihar government banned the sale and consumption of liquor in the state in 2016. Since then, the deaths due to the consumption of spurious liquor have increased. A recent incident of death of more than 74 people died in the Saran district due to the consumption of poisonous liquor shows how liquor mafias are growing in the state. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has also sent notices to the state government and DGP seeking detailed reports on the Saran Hooch tragedy. In a recent incident, a gang of robbers managed to dismantle and steal an entire train engine which was halted at Garra Yard in Barauni for repair. The plan was intended to make money by selling off parts of engines. In April 2022, after dismantling a 45-year-old steel bridge weighing some 500 tons in the daytime, robbers sold off the entire scraps of the bridge. In September 2022, gunmen opened blindfolded firing in the Begusarai district, leading to the death of one person and critical injury of 13 persons. The incidents narrate the deteriorating law and order situation in the state under JDURJD government. Thank you for listening to The Organizer.